eh?
Yeah. Well, here's the title. Okay, I think it started. So this is Laura. I'm just going to do an introduction. Broadcasting live from Vancouver. This is Radio Lonely. And so I'm interviewing three shopkeepers. And the first one is Mark from Mark's Pet Shop, right? Yeah, so I guess what I'm doing is exploring or seeing what you see as a shopkeeper being on that side as far as loneliness goes. So as a shopkeeper, do you recognize, can you tell when people are lonely?
Absolutely.
Yeah? How can you tell? What is it that...
For me, people, you know, they'll stay in the shop and they'll tell me a lot of things about their lives. And you can tell, I would say, when people are, you know, coming by, and you can tell there's not a lot happening for them. So they're looking for probably a place just to hang out and kill time. So we see it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. And so they're all pet owners, I guess, but you've got some people that visit you that used to have pets and still come in, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone through, you know, families or individuals who have had generations of pets. You know, they'll have that dog for 15 years and he passes on, and then the next puppy comes along and we go through that one. And so, you know, over the years you build quite a relationship with that person.
Yeah. What about, do you think there's any difference between dog owners and cat owners and bird owners?
Oh, absolutely.
In terms of what kind of difference do you see?
Well, you'll have some people that are very much just strictly cat owners. They're for whatever reason they're just dogs aren't their thing, and they'll make it very apparent when they come in. Like you say, someone is here with a dog, they kind of avoid the dog. Now, could have been a bad experience as a kid, it's hard to say. You get the dog owners that they're not really interested in the cat side of it. So
yeah.
it's interesting when you start talking with people. Everyone's a little different.
Yeah. Do you think that I don't know, like I'm thinking, is there a difference in how gregarious people are, like in terms of what kind of pet owner they are? Like, is a cat, do you think cat owners and dog owners are different, or are they the same in terms of when they come in here and shop and talk?
I think that just comes down to the individual.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have, you always hear of the crazy cat ladies.
And, yeah.
You definitely know who they are when you start dealing with them.
And the crazy dog owners.
Sure,
too, right?
Yeah, and you're going to get the other side of it
those.
As well.
Yeah.
And, you start to realize who those people are. So, but
yeah.
Like I say, I think it just comes down to an individual basis and, who walks through your door on any given day.
Yeah. Do you think that you're on Commercial Drive, which is it's got good foot traffic.
Mm-hmm.
If your store was it Surrey or White Rock where you live?
Surrey.
Yeah, so that's a very different neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Do you think that it would be different having a shop over there versus having a shop here?
I think it'd be a huge difference because here, like you say, I mean, there's, you're relying a lot on foot traffic. Commercial Drive itself is just a real destination spot for people to come and check it out, and everybody's heard the about Commercial Drive, and people will come down and walk the whole drive and spend a lot of time checking out all the smaller shops. Whereas in Surrey, it's I think it's more of a, I don't know if I'm using the right term here, but it's almost like an American mentality where everything's malls out there. So everything's a destination. You have to jump in your car and you have to drive to that destination to get. So it's
so like you have the chores and you've got also like a time limit perhaps,
right,
on the chores.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so less time to chat and stop.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know, is there anything else you want to you could think of in terms of loneliness and pet owners or?
Well, I think for some people, you know, their pets are their family.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't have anybody else. And overall, I think the animals just play a huge part in their lives. I think they do for everybody, but for some people more than others.
Yeah.
You know, and without that pet, you kind of wonder where that person would actually be at,
mm-hmm.
you know, mentally and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be pretty tough for them.
Have you seen anybody who's, you know, whose pet has passed away? And, I mean, I don't know, whether you just stop seeing them then because they have no need to come in the pet store anymore.
That varies. I mean, I get a lot of people that will, you know, they actually will come by and stop by and actually tell me their pet has passed on.
Yeah.
I actually had a lady stop in yesterday and just wanted to let me know her dog, Toby, had passed on. And
that she wouldn't be coming in?
Well, she basically said, you know, I just want to let you know, you probably won't be seeing me a lot anymore. And, but Toby passed on, and, you know, and it's unfortunate when that happens. But, you know, because we've built a relationship over the years, and, you know, we're probably talking of, you know, 14, 15 years of seeing that person on a regular basis. So.
Yeah. What about that woman that, the one with the short hair, which is, was kind of orangish, she changed the color, but she moved to another area?
Yeah.
She didn't have a pet, or did she used to have a pet?
Yeah. Okay,
that's why.
She had three cats, so.
Oh, while when she came in here, she did have the cats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I wasn't sure. I thought maybe she didn't have any pets anymore, and she just kept on coming in.
Well, I mean, I think in that particular case, it's a combination of, and she actually is probably a great example of what you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
of someone who, you know, if you knew her background and stuff, is very lonely.
Yeah.
And doesn't really have a whole lot, you know, kind of happening in her life.
Yeah. I hope that her new neighborhood works out.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. But, and so it sounds like it's working out really well for her. So, and
oh, you've seen her since?
Yeah, she was actually by yesterday.
Oh, that's good.
You know, and good for her. And you know, we just kind of hope that she does well.
Yeah, that's good. All right, that's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
And how are you?
We're doing pretty well.
And how's the puppy dog doing?
She's doing really well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Look at her, eh?
No.
Sitting at attention.
She's like, I know the sound.
Yeah.
I just discovered there was another one.